外昆塔基因服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好，今天是2020年7月25号星期六，我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨迦德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣殿佛家瓦坛的早课，感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好啊。
Happy Saturday to you.
祝大家周星期六快乐。
Please forgive us for our late start. We had some technical difficulties.
请大家原谅，今天早上有一点点晚到开始，因为又遭遇到了一些技术上的问题。
So today we're actually going to finish up our discussion on the life of Ajahnmiyo.
所以今天的课程，我们实际上就会有。完成完结关于阿加米勒的故事的整个的讨论呢。
It's like a good movie coming to an end that I don't want to end.
所以像是一部好电影演到最后的时候，哎，我真舍不得它就我就完上完结了。
So anyway, I'll chant Jai Radhamadava and then we'll read the last two verses of the chapter. I'll say something and then we'll answer some questions left from last week.
好，所以说现在我就来唱加亚拉达玛的话，然后我们就来一起看一看这个章节最后的两个诗节，接着的话我们就讲一些课之后就可以来回答上个星期大家剩下的问题了。
And the next week we'll start the study in Bhagavad Gita from chapter 1.
然后从下星期开始我们就一起来学习佛家梵歌的第一章的内容了。
And I know there's different devotees giving classes on Bhagavad Gita, but I think you can never have too much Bhagavad Gita.
我知道有不同的奉献者们都讲述过关于佛家梵歌的课程，但是我觉得对于佛家梵歌来说，永远都不嫌多。
Okay, so let me chant Jaya Radhamadava and then we'll start.
好，现在我就来唱 Jaya Radhamadava， 然后我们就开始了。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Madhava Giri Vanajari Gopi Jana MadhavaYasoda Nandana Braja Janarajana Yamuna Tirava Nachari Yamuna Tirava Nachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vanajari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vanajari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Sayarana Madhava Kunjavi Hari Sayarana Madhava Kunjavi Hari Thank you for coming back to the Lord.
I've been talking to some devotees that are in lockdown in Vrindavan.
Oh, 我这段时间一直都和在Vrindavan 的一些就是被隔离的奉献者在交流。
They're telling me that the Jamuna is full and very beautiful, kind of like it used to be 50 years ago.
Oh, 他们就告诉我，然后现在的雅穆纳河，就在文达文那里的雅穆纳河，看上去非常的漂亮，非常的美，然后都完全是涨水的那种涨起来的感觉，就像已经又回到了五十年前的样子。
And also Radhakund and Shyamakund have been cleaned up and are also very clean.
Beautiful. 然后并且 Radhakund 和 Shyamakund 然后也都是被清洁过了，然后所以说现在看起来也非常的漂亮。
Of course, there was a campaign even before, you know, the COVID virus pandemic to clean up Shyamakund, Radhakund, and the, you know, the Prikaram Marg around Govardhan.
嗯，哦，实际上就是在这个疫情发生之前的话呢，都有这个活动是兴起了的，就是想要去把这个 Radhakund 和 Shyamakund 给打扫干净，给弄干净，然后并且把整个这个绕拜Govardhan山的那条路的话呢，也给弄好了，弄干净了。
Yeah, so now the people are on lockdown, and there's a lot less pollution, so.Luna's looking nice. Radhakund and Shyamakund are looking nice. Too bad we can't go there.
yeah. 然后而现在由于隔离的话呢，然后人们的这种活动减少，然后因此污染就减少了。于是，Radhakund 和 Shyamakund， 然后以及这个雅穆纳河看去都比原来要更好，那个状态更漂亮。然后可惜很糟糕的是，骨头没办法去到那儿。
Okay, so now we read Canto 6, Chapter 3. Last week we read 33. Today there's 34 and 35. And that will end the chapter.
嗯，好，我们就一起来看到瓦坛的第六篇第三章的第34和35诗节。这两个诗节就是本章的最后的部分了。
And so these last few verses are being spoken directly by Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Prakrit.
最后这本章的最后几个诗节的话呢，都是由 Sukadeva Goswami 对 Parikshit 系统王所说的一番话。
And in just a few verses, he's summarizing the major points or the major teaching that Yamaraj gave to his messengers.
然后就在这几个诗节之内 Sukadeva Goswami 他就总结到了阎罗王所给予他的这个传唤官，就是给予Yamadu 他们的这些他的教导当中主要的重要的点。
And of course Yamaraj has been explaining the glories of the holy name and the power of our devotional service.
然后当然我们都知道阎罗王他在这个给他的这些使徒传唤官这些传唤官们说到了就是这个圣名的荣耀以及奉爱服务的力量。
He also explained that he's not the supreme authority, but there's a higher authority, it's Lord, the Supreme Lord Vishnu or Krishna, and that the devotees of the Lord are not under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj.
然后并且他也给他的命令执行官们就说到他自己并非是至尊的权威，在他之上还有更高的权威存在，并且而更高的权威人物那就是主 Vishnu 或者是 Krishna， 而主 Vishnu 和 Krishna 的奉献者是并不属于阎罗王的管辖范围之内的。
Because after the Vishnu Dutas freedAjamnil, the Yamadutas returned back to the world of Yamaraj, and they were very confused and feeling disappointed and discouraged.
因为就在 Vishnu Dutta 解放了阿加米勒，然后把阿加米勒给拯救出来之后，亚麻都他们，也就是命令执行官们，然后他们就回到了阎罗王的世界，阎罗王的地方，然后就感到非常的困惑，然后失望，并且非常的泄气。
So they had basically they had a few questions. They were wondering if Yamaraj was the supreme authority.
然后他们心里就揣着很多的问题，然后这个一个问题就是到底他们的主人阎罗王是不是至尊的权威。
They're also wondering what is the point of religious laws if some people are punished and some people are not.
If some people are punished and they are not punished.
Yeah, some people are breaking the law and they're being punished and brought to hell, but you know, apparently Ajamil, he doesn't need to be punished, so they didn't understand why.
然后并且亚玛都他们也觉得很奇怪，那就是这个宗教法律的意义到底是什么？就像一个阿加米勒在他们眼里就是一个罪人，那既然他都已经破坏了法律，那为什么还不用被带到地狱去接受惩罚呢？
And they were also wondering who were the Vishnu Dutas. They'd never seen, you know, such powerful effulgent persons before.
然后并且他们还很好奇到底 Vishnu Dutas 他们是何等认识，就是因为他们从来没有见到过如此闪耀光芒的如此美丽的人物。
So anyway, last week, Sukadeva Goswami said to Prakrit Maharaj that the devotees, they're always tasting the nectar at Krishna's lotus feet.
所以在上一周我们讲到的那个师节里， Sukadeva Goswami 就在对帕瑞克什特王就说到，主的奉献者们总是在品尝着主的莲花足上的甘露。
And they transcend the modes of material nature.
然后他们得以超越了物质自然的属性。
And because of this higher taste, they're able to detach themselves from the material world.
而由于他们有着更高的品位，因此他们能得以让自己不去执着于依附于这个物质世界。
And so they're actually liberated.
所以说实际上奉献者们都是解脱了的。
On the other hand, those who are attached to the Vedic rituals, and don't engage in devotional service, ultimately they don't attain liberation, and they remain in the cycle of birth and death.
而相比较而言，那些非常依附于伟大仪式的人，然后并没有去从事奉献服务，那么最终的话呢，他们既得不到解脱，然后他们得不到解脱，也没有办法从这个生死轮回的循环中解脱出来。
So it's in that context that we're going to read verse 34 and 35.
所以说基于这个上下文背景，我们就一起来看34和35十节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Itam Swabhaktir Karitam Bhagavan MahitvamSamshmitya Vishmita Diyo Yama Kinkanaste Naivachita Shraya Jana Pratisakamana Dushtam Cha Bhavyati Tata Bhaviti Smarajan Itham
这种力量的
Swabhartri Gaditam
由他们的主人阎罗王解释
Bhagavat Mahitva
至尊主本人及他的名字名望形象和特质的非凡荣耀
Samshmitya
铭记。
Vishmita Diya.
谁谁的心感到惊奇不已。
Yama King Kara.
阎罗王所有的仆人。
K.
他们。
Na.
父。
Eva.
事实上。
Indeed.Achyuta Aishwara Jana
脱皮于 Achyuta 主 Krishna 的莲花族的人
Pratichankamana
总是感到害怕
Drishtu
看
Cha
和
Yemyati
他们害怕
Tata Pragriti
从那以后
Sma
事实上
Raj
君王啊
Translation In purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada After hearing from the mouth of their master about the extraordinary glories of the Lord in His name, fame, and attributes the Yamadutas were struck with wonder Since then as soon as they see a devotee they fear Him Dare not look at him again.
译文：阎罗王的命令执行官从他们主人的嘴里聆听了至尊主本人及他的名字、名望和特质的非凡荣耀之后，都感到惊奇不已。自那以后，他们一旦看到奉献者，就感到害怕，不敢再多看一点一眼。Continue with purport.
Yes.
要指。自从发生那件事之后，阎罗王的命令执行官不再做出接近奉献者的危险举动了。对阎罗王的命令执行官来说，奉献者会给他们招来危险。要结束 end of report.
Okay, so we'll just read the translation to text 35.
好，我们继续来看这35节。
When the great sage Agastya, the son of Kumbha,was residing in the Malayan hills and worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I approached him, and he explained to me this confidential history.
35节译文当昆巴的儿子大圣人阿嘎斯提亚住到马拉雅山在那里崇拜尊人的守神时我去找他他为我讲解了这个机密的史实。到此为止结束了 Bhaktivedanta 对圣殿佛加瓦坛第六篇第三章阎罗王吩咐他的使者所做的阐释。
Yeah, so it's we may be wondering, well, how did Sukadeva Goswami know the story about Ajamya?
所以说我们有可能就是会好奇，就是 Sukadeva Goswami 他是怎么会知道这个关于阿伽米勒的故事呢？
And so here he answers that question.
所以在这里苏格雷夫斯瓦米他就自己回答到了这个问题。
So Agastya Muni is a great sage, very famous.
Agastya Muni 在这里提到的这位圣人他是一位非常出名的圣人。
So Sukadeva Swami said that he heard this story directly from Agastya Muni.
所以说苏卡德姆斯瓦米就说到他是直接从大神人阿嘎斯穆尼那里聆听到这个故事的。
And so, Sukadeva also explained to Prickett that after the Yamadutas heard the instructions from the Yamaraj about the glories of the holy name and about the power of the devotees,They were struck with wonder.
然后并且苏格雷夫斯瓦米也告诉帕尔克西的王那就是在亚马都他们听到他们的主人阎罗王给他们描述了圣灵的荣耀以及奉献者的力量之后亚马都他们都感到惊奇不已。
Yeah, so they were greatly, greatly surprised to hear that Yamaraj was not the supreme authority.
当他们听到他们的主人阎罗王并不是至尊的权威的时候他们感到是非常非常的惊讶的。
That the supreme authority was actually God himself.
然后至尊的权威竟然就是神本人。
God being Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna.
那个神就是主 Vishnu, Krishna.
And they were also surprised to hear how powerful God's name is.
并且他们也很惊讶地了解到原来至尊主的名字是如此的有力量。
That it can actually free one, free a person from all sinful reactions.
竟然可以使得一个人从所有的罪恶活动的业报中反应中解脱出来。
So they'd never heard this great news before.
在此之前他们从来都没有听到过如此令人震撼的事情。
Yeah, up until this time, everyone they approached to hell, you know, they were able to take to hell and punish for their sinful reactions.
到那个故事发生之前的话，他们所遇到的每一个就是濒死之人，他们把这个人的灵魂给抓到地狱去受审，那么从来都没有失败过。
So since that time, now, whenever they see a devotee, they don't even look at them. And they're afraid.
自那时开始，当他们再次就是遇到有奉献者的话，然后根本看都不敢看奉献者一眼，然后就心生恐惧。
And this Yamaraj, he taught them how important it is to respect devotees and not offend them.
阎罗王就教导了他的仆人们去尊重奉献者，然后不去冒犯奉献者是多么的重要。
So you remember that Yamaraj himself, even though he's a very powerful person, if a mistake was made by his servants, he's also partly responsible for their mistake, and so he accepted responsibility.
所以说大家还记得不记得我们之前就讲到过那个师姐，即便阎罗王他是一个非常有非常厉害的一个人物，但是的话当他的仆人做出了一个错误，他就很坦诚的去说到他自己也是承担起部分的责任的，他就接受了他的仆人所犯下的错误的责任。
Yeah, so this is a great, this is a wonderful quality of a great leader, is that, you know, if his messengers or someone, you know, below him, the students, the servants, make a mistake, the teacher or the guru or the leader also admits some responsibility, takes the blame.
所以说这就是一位伟大的，这就是一位领导者的伟大的品质，伟大的这种人格展现。因为当这个领导者的下属，然后或者是他的使者，或者是他的学生，然后犯下一个错误的时候，那么其上级，就比如说他的领导，然后或者是老师，或者是灵性导师，也是要承担起责任，也是要去接受这种责备的。
So because the Yamadutas had, actually they offended Ajamil, who was a devotee.
而 Yamaduta 他们实际上是冒犯了阿加比勒，阿加比勒是一位奉献者。
Right? They frightened him, they tied him up.
然后他们的出现然后就吓到了阿加比勒，然后并且他们还把阿加比勒给捆了起来。
And so Yamaraj, he apologized, you know, to Lord Vishnu for offending his devotee, and he begged forgiveness.
因此阎罗王就向主 Vishnu 道歉，然后道歉就是他们冒犯了他的奉献者，并且祈求得到主 Vishnu 的原谅。
So because Yamaraj personally took responsibility and accepted the blame, for the misdeeds of his messengers, the messengers learned, you know, it made a great impression upon them, that one should never offend a devotee of the Lord.
正是由于他们的主人阎罗王，然后个人承担起了这个责任，就是接受了他的仆人所做出的不端行径， 的这种责任。那么因此的话，这就给他的命令执行官们留下了一个非常深刻的印象，就真的是让他们明白了，永远都不要去冒犯奉献者。
Yeah, so Yamaraj didn't just chastise his messengers and criticize them for offending a devotee. He said, no, I'm responsible actually, because you didn't understand and you're my representative, so I'm equally to blame in this. So he took on responsibility for the offense.
而阎罗王并不只是去责备去责骂然后他的命令执行官们，就是由于他的命令执行官冒犯了主的奉献者，他并没有只是单纯的去批评他们责骂他们，而是他自己主动的承担起了这个责任。然后因为他知道他自己对应该也是平等的要接受这个惩罚，接受这种责备的，所以说他也就承担起了这一块责任。
Yeah, so Yamaraj is an excellent leader because he leads by example.
因此阎罗王是一位非常伟大的领导者，因为他自己以身作则，身体力行的展示出了原则。
Or as we say in English, you not only have to talk the talk, you have to walk the talk. You have to walk the walk. You have to walk the talk.
Walk the talk. 其实在英语当中的话呢，就是有这样一句俗语，就是说你不仅得就光说是不行的，你还必须得实际的去展现出你所说的话。
So, it's interesting because, you know, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching the glories of the Lord, and especially the glories of chanting the holy name.
有趣的是，整部圣典不叫瓦坛，都是在教导，都是在传达着主的荣耀，并且在教导着吟诵吟唱至尊主名字的荣耀。
Yes, how many of you have read the very last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam?
在聆听讲课的奉献者们，你们是有没有去读过圣典不加瓦坛的最后一个世界呢？
Yeah, the very last verse of the Bhagavatam is glorifying Nam Sankirtan.
而最后一个世界就是在荣耀着 Nam Sankirtan.
And it basically summarizes all of Yamaraj's instructions.
基本上这一个时节就总结概括了阎罗王在这一个章节中所谈到的所有的这些重点。
Now, can you look up this verse on your computer?
Yeah, now I'm checking. 我现在来看一下。
It's 12:13:23.
13:23. 好，第十二篇的我来找一找。不知道中文有没有翻译到那个地方。
Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Vinasanam Pranamo Dukkha Samanas Tan Namami Harim Param. This verse is actually spoken by Sutta Goswami.
Sutta, S-U-T-O?
Sutta.
Sutta, Sutta Goswami. 好，我们现在一起来看的这个圣典不加瓦坛的最后一个诗节，就是12篇13章的第23诗节。这个诗节跟着古鲁他把梵文练出来了，然后是 Sutta Goswami 所说的一段话。
He is the leader of the sages at Namaśaranya.
他是那个 Namaśaranya。那个纳米斯那个森林里面所有圣人的领导者。
Yeah, this is how the Bhagavatam begins. It begins at Namaśaranya.
然后整部不加瓦坛的开始部分就是以这个 Namaśaranya.
Namaśaranya.
那个地方开始的。
Right. The sages there, they
they saw the signs that Kali Yuga was coming, and they wanted to perform a great sacrifice to counteract the influence of Kali.
那么是 Ranya 那个地方的所有的圣人，他们看到了卡利年代即将到来的真相，于是他们就进行了一次非常伟大的祭祀，想要来抵消，想要来这个对抵消，然后就说是这种综合那个卡利年代的消极影响。
Yeah, and when they tried to light the fire, to light the fire for the sacrifice, they couldn't light the fire in those days.They lit the fire by chanting a mantra, and their mantras weren't working.
他们当时就试图在这个祭在这个仪式上的话呢，然后为祭祀点燃火焰。但是那个年代的话呢，人们去点燃祭祀火焰的方式就是念诵吟诵吟唱一段曼陀罗。但是的话，他们当时做了，但是却没有效果。
And so they asked their leader, Suta Goswami, "What can we do?"
于是他们就询问他们的领导者苏塔和苏巴比，就问我们该怎么办呢？
And he says that the story of the Lord in the Bhagavatam is like the appearance of the sun.
然后苏塔和苏巴比就说到，在圣涅佛迦瓦坛当中所记载的关于主的故事，就像是太阳一样。
And it's appeared in the darkness of Kali Yuga to give light.
而这个太阳就在卡利这个黑暗的年代展现出来，以给予整个物质世界光灿。
And he explained to the sages that I was present when Sukadeva Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam to Maharaj Pricket.
然后他就向那一群圣人们解释到，当时Sukadeva Goswami 在给帕尔克希勒王讲述圣涅佛迦瓦坛的时候，我就是在场的。
So he said it would be more effective if I tell you the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, then this will be more effective than performing some fire sacrifice. So this will effectively, counteract the influences of Kali.
So Sutta Goswami 就对那群圣就说到，而如果我跟你们讲述圣涅佛迦瓦坛的内容的话，那么相比起你们在这里进行一场火的祭祀，那么会是更加有效果的，会更加能够来综合这个 counteract 哦，可以更加来看一下哈，来抵消，抵消，来更加来抵消卡利年代的影响。
Right, hopefully they'll discover a virus to counteract. I mean, they'll discover a vaccine to counteract COVID virus.
所以说也希望就是现在科学家们能够找到这样一个疫苗，能够来抵消这个疫情，这个。这个肺炎病毒的影响。
So actually, we have this Bhagavatam class every Saturday, but I mean, every day, all over the world, Bhagavatam class is going on, chanting of the holy name is going on, and this is counteracting the influences of Kali Yuga.
我们现在是每个星期六，然后有这样一次佛迦瓦坛的讲课。实际上的话，在全世界，从全世界的角度来看，我们每一天在这个世界上都有瓦坛的讲课在进行着，并且都有圣灵在被念诵着，都有奉献者在念诵着圣灵。而这一切的话呢，实际上都是在抵消着这个卡利年代的负面影响。
The spiritual sound vibration of the holy name and the Bhagavatam is counteracting all of the negative sound vibrations being generated in the Kali Yuga.
所有的这些灵性的声音的震动都在抵消着卡利年代当中卡利年代所散发出来的所产生出来的所有这些消极负面的声音的震动。
I'd like you all to pick up your cell phones right now and look at your cell phone.
我想请大家现在都看着你的手机。
See this little cell phone is a Kali Yuga device.
要知道你手里面的手机就是卡利年代的小装备，卡利年代的这个设备。
And it's broadcasting the influence of Kali.
然后整个这个手机就是在播放着所有卡利年代的这些影响。
And it's really, it's controlling the consciousness of most human beings on the planet.
可以说手机真的是控制了这个星球上的绝大多数人的知觉或者意识状态。
Unless you have Prabhupada's books downloaded. So,
除非你的手机里面下载的有帕帕的书，这个就另当别论了。
Broadcasting Kirtan.
然后并且你的手机还是在播放着 Kirtan。
So anyway, the very last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is very significant.
好，我们刚才说到的是念佛教瓦坛的最后的那个诗节是至关重要的。
And it really summarizes the teachings of the Bhagavatam and the teachings of Yamaraj.
可以说就是总结了整部《国家瓦坛》，并且也是阎罗王在这两个章节当中的教导。
Because the Bhagavatam begins with Sutta Goswami speaking and ends with him speaking.
整部《国家瓦坛》那就是以 Sutta Goswami 的讲话开始，然后并且也是以 Sutta Goswami 的讲话来结束的。
So he says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Hari, the congregation or chanting of whose holy names destroys all sinful reactions, and the offering of obeisances unto whom relieves all material suffering.
好，所以说这个12:13:23的诗节，然后译文我在这里就口头翻译了，然后大家下来可以看一下书有没有，或者是看一下英文版的。我向至尊主 Hari 顶拜，献上我崇敬的顶拜。圣灵的齐聚，圣灵的唱诵能够摧毁一切的罪恶的反应。并且我也向那些解除了一切物质受苦的人献上我的顶拜。对，并且我也向那些解除了我就问个问题啊， Gumaji, what is the reliefs or material sufferings like the people who liberate the other living entities or themselves are liberated?
Yeah, well, if you chant the holy name and you bow down to the Lord, two things happen.
我在这里问物的问题就是这里面那个词解除一些物质痛苦到底是指这些圣人们就是解脱了其他生命体的痛苦的这些人呢，还是指他们自己得到了解脱的这些人。然后就说如果我们去顶拜至尊主，然后并且念诵神的圣名的话呢，就会有两种结果。
Yeah, the two things are, you're freed from sinful reactions.
第一个就是你从所有的物质罪恶活动的业报中解脱出来。
And from material suffering.
并且从物质痛苦中解脱出来。
So that's the essence of a religion.And the essence of the Bhagavatam.
而这个就是宗教的本质，并且也是佛家瓦坛的本质核心。
Or as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jiva Doya Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sar, that chanting the holy name, giving the holy name to others, showing others mercy by giving them the holy name, is the essence of all religion.
正如巴克提维的塔库尔所说，吟诵吟唱主的圣名，并且通过向他人给予主的圣名来给予他人仁慈，这就是就是 essence of what
religion
这个就是宗教的本质，宗教的核心。
or Dharma.
嗯，或者也就是 Dharma。嗯。
Which is the essence of religion is to please, you know, follow the, you know, obey the will of the Lord and please.
嗯。而宗教的核心或者宗教的本质就在于顺从于主的意愿并且去取悦主。
Yeah, so this last verse of the Bhagavatam also reminds me of a statement by Lord Chaitanya.
嗯，所以说博迦瓦坛的最后这个诗节的话呢也让我想起了主柴坦尼亚的一句话。
Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nama Hainte Haya Sarva Jagat Nishtar.That in this age of Kali, the appearance of the Lord appears in the form of His name.
嗯，就主柴坦尼亚所说的这句话，就是在卡利年代，主以他圣名的形式降临在这里。
That's our deity.
嗯，哦，所以说主的圣名就是我们的神像。
Nama Rupa means the form of the name.
嗯，那么 Rupa 的意思就是指the form of the name, 名字的形式。
Yeah, that's Krishna's incarnation, the form of his name.
嗯，所以说这就是 Krishna 的化身的形式了，那就是他的名字。
Yeah, so in the age of Kali, the Lord incarnates in the form of his name.
嗯，在卡利年代，主以他圣名的形式化身在或者展现在这个世界上。
And whoever takes shelter of the Lord's holy name, is protected from the influences of the age of Kali.
而任何一个脱离于至尊主名字的人都会受到保护，不会被卡利年代的影响给影响到。
Yeah, so, of course, we have to properly take shelter. We have to know how to take shelter.
嗯，当然我们应该知道该如何恰当的脱替于圣灵。
And that we learned from the Acharyas, the great realized souls.
而现在我们从 Acharya 们，从那些已经觉悟了的伟大的灵魂那里来学习明白这一点。
And so for us, that's Srila Prabhupada.
对我们来说，那就是圣帕帕。
So if so, he gave us. I remember, you know, when the first time I went to the temple after I met the devotees out on the Harinam, I went back to the temple with them.
我记得我第一次就是在街上遇到了奉献者之后，然后我就跟着奉献者一起回到了中心，回到了庙宇。
Yeah, and it was a small one-story house.In the middle of Tokyo.
嗯，而那个中心的位置是在东京中间的东京那个地方的中心位置的一层楼的一个房子。
And we entered the temple and went into the prasada room.
嗯，然后我们就走到寺庙里，然后走到了进入到了那个 prasada 的中心那个房间。
And up on the wall was this beautiful picture of Krishna standing, you know, in his threefold bending form playing a flute with a cow licking his feet.
嗯，three bending sort of his.
Krishna bends his body in three curves, right?
嗯，哦，three curves, okay. 嗯, and he has a flute in his hand and the cow is next to him?
Yeah, licking his feet.
然后当时我就在那个 Prasada 的房间里就看到了墙上挂的 Krishna 的非常漂亮的画像那些油画，然后其中就是 Krishna 他弯下身子来，然后身上就成了一个那个一个曲线，然后他的手里拿着笛子，然后有一头奶牛在舔着他的莲花足。
And I had just been on Harinam chanting for about 2 hours, so I knew the Hare Krishna mantra now.
嗯，然后当我在进入那个房间之前的话呢，我在大街上就是跟奉献者们一起唱的 Harinam， 然后都唱了两个小时，然后我就那个时候我就已经知道这个曼陀罗是怎么的，就已经记得住这个曼陀罗了。
But I didn't know the meaning of the mantra.
但那个时候我还不知道这个曼陀罗的意思是什么。
And I didn't know who Krishna was or who God was.
然后我也不知道 Krishna 是谁，也不知道神是谁。
But I remember going into the prasadam room and seeing that picture of Krishna and just being so attracted, and then the Hare Krishna mantra was just going over and over in my mind.
然后但我就记得当时我进入到 prasadam 那个房间的时候，看到墙上的那幅画，就被那幅画当中 Krishna 的形象所吸引了，然后整个脑海里就不断的在一再的这个播放着那个马哈曼陀罗的那个调子，然后那个声音。
And I can't remember who told me, it would have been either Vaishnav Prabhu or Tamal Krishna Maharaj or maybe Amoga. Said, this is Krishna, this is God. God's a person.
然后但我已经记不起到底是哪位奉献者然后告诉我可能是 Bharajan Prabhu 然后也可能是 Tama Krishna Goswami 然后或者是 Yamuna Mahaji 然后具体是谁我忘了然后他们就告诉我这个墙上的这幅画里这个、就是神然后神就是 Krishna
And they told me there's no difference from this picture and the mantra that you've been chanting
然后他们就对我说墙上的这幅画的里面的人的形象然后就和这个我唱的念的这个曼陀罗没有任何区别
God is a person but yet he's everything comes from him
神是一个人但同时的话呢所有的万事万物都是流言自他的他是万源之源
and actually it was a great relief for me to hear that I felt actually very happy
实际上当我听到那一番解释的时候那一番话语的时候我就感到非常的释然然后就如释重负的感觉
And I thought, oh, God's a person he probably does look like that It's so beautiful
然后我当时就想如果神真的是一个人的话那他很有可能真的长得就是画上的那副样子因为真的看上去太漂亮太美了
And they said, just by chanting this mantra, you can fulfill all your desires and attain the highest spiritual realization.
然后他们就对我说，只需要去念诵这个曼陀罗，这个曼陀罗就会满足你所有的愿望，并且帮助你到达最高的灵性觉悟。
And I remember thinking, yeah, this is so simple, it's so perfect.
然后当时我就记得我那个时候就想着啊，然后就觉得哇，这么简单，但是就这么的完美，真的太棒了。
Yeah, this is the complete spiritual process.
这就是完整的灵性的过程。
Then the next day I met Prabhupada.
然后第二天我就见到了帕帕。
And I learned much more about the teaching.
然后就从他那里学到了了解到了更多这门教导的知识
And I found out that in order to become his disciple you had to agree to follow the four regulative principles
然后我就从他那里明白了如果要成为帕帕的门徒那就必须要遵循四项规范原则
Yeah, to actually chant this mantra successfully and attain everything possible that one had to have this moral foundation.
Moral foundation. 因此要想做到成功的念诵然后并且能够去获得念诵曼陀罗所带来的一切可能的结果那么这就意味着一个人首先要有道德上的根基。
Yeah, one had to give up illicit sex.
一个人必须要去放弃非法性行为
intoxication
放弃吸食麻醉品
killing animals
屠杀动物
gambling
以及赌博
I thought, oh, this is not so easy
that, you, that
I thought, oh, this is not so easy
然后当时我就想这个不是那么容易的事啊
and I thought, no teachers are teaching this
我就想着没有哪个老师是在这样教的呀是要这样要求的呀
But it made sense to me. If you want to start a fire, you have to stop pouring water on it.
但是的话，我觉得这种要求就是思想规范原则是非常有道理的。因为如果一个人想要把火给熄灭的话，那就首先得不再往那堆火焰上继续那就是就是如果要想让一堆火升起来的话，那就首先要停止不再往这堆火上浇水了。
So I said, yeah, Srila Prabhupada, he really is, he's a real teacher. He's a real spiritual teacher.
然后我就明白了，我就知道帕帕是真正的灵性导师。
And then when I met him and saw how effulgent and happy he was, I thought, oh, he's actually experiencing the results of this chanting.
然后当我见到帕帕的时候，然后就他被他所展示出来的那种快乐的状态，以及他那种光彩照人的散发出光芒的那种状态就给留下了深刻的印象。然后我就想着，他真的是在体验着，确实确切的在体验着这个灵性修习过程所带来的结果，所带来的成果。
So the chanting of the holy names is definitely a comprehensive, spiritual practice.
因此的话，吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，真的是包罗万象的灵性的修习过程。
But if you want to get the results quickly and effectively, then you have to practice according to the teachings of the realized souls.
Practice the teaching according to the realized soul.
You have to do the practice according to in the way that the realized souls have taught.
Have taught. 而如果要想能够很快的并且有效的获得念诵曼陀罗念诵圣名所带来的结果的话，那就意味着一个人必须得按照已经觉悟了的伟大灵魂的教导来修习这个过程。
Yeah, so it's not sentimental.
因此这并不是一种感情用事的一种过程，就完全都是情绪化的，然后都是为了这种情绪的这种做法。
Actually, chanting of the holy name is scientific, like scientific method.
实际上念诵圣名是一个科学的一个过程，它是一门科学。
And it has three stages that you can observe within yourself to see if how you can measure your progress.
然后并且念诵圣名包含有三个阶段，你可以在你身上观察自己是到达了哪一个阶段，以此来衡量自己的进步状态。
Yeah, and many places Prabhupada describes, these three stages.
帕帕在许多地方都描述到了这三个过程。
As of course, Lord Chaitanya has also described in his Shikshastaka.
当然主 Chaitanya 也在他的八训规里描述到了这三个过程。
And in the life of Ajamil, we can see actually he went through these stages too.
我说错了，不叫过程，叫阶段。然后并且阿加米勒在他的这个生平，在他的故事当中的话呢，也是经历了这三个阶段的。
So first is to clean the mirror of the mind.
第一个阶段就是去擦干净，擦拭干净你的心意的镜子。
Which means to start to begin to see that you're not the mind, you're not the body, you're the pure consciousness.
而这个擦拭干净心意镜子的意思就是说，你能开始看到你不是你的身体，你也不是你的心意，而你是作为纯粹知觉的存在。
And then as you begin to experience that, you enter the second stage.
然后随着你开始体验到自己作为纯粹知觉的状态的存在，慢慢的你就会进入到第二阶段。
Prabhupada says you become freed from the symptoms of material existence.
而第二阶段按照帕帕的教导来说，就是指你会开始从所有物质存在的真状当中解脱出来。
Which he says means you no longer lament the past or crave things for in the future.
而这种从物质存在的真状中解脱出来的意思，就是指你不再悲伤过去，并且也不再渴求在未来得到什么东西。
And then you start to see others equally.
并且你能开始平等的对待他人，对所有其他人都一视同仁。
So at that point you have no more material motivations and you enter into pure bhakti. That's the third stage.
然后到那一刻你就没有物质上的动机了。在此时的话呢，你就可以开始进入纯粹的 bhakti， 也就是第三阶段。
Yeah, so the ultimate goal of bhakti is pure love for God, but at the same time, in the beginning, we don't have that pure love for God, so it's also a process of purification.
Process of purification. 所以说我们的终极目标就是想要获得对神的纯粹的爱，但同时的话，由于我们一开始并没有对神的纯粹的爱，因此的话的整个这个修习过程也是一个进化的过程。
Just like we use soap to cleanse the body.
这就像是我们在洗澡的时候肯定要用香皂。
So sometimes Prabhupada would say that the chanting is like a spiritual cleanser.
帕有时候就会说念诵圣名的话呢，就有点像是这个灵性上的清洁剂，灵性上的香皂。
Kills the bacteria, all the viruses.
这个灵性上的清洁剂的话呢，就把这个所有的病毒啊、细菌啊，全部给一扫干净了。
Yeah, or sometimes, you know, to clean a mirror, you know, especially if the mirror is oily, you need some cleanser.
有时候就像我们是在这个清洁镜子一样，如果要是镜子上有油污的话，那你更加要把那个清洁剂给弄上去，然后才能擦干净。
Yeah, so the dust on the mirror are all the thoughts we have, and all the illusions we have about ourselves, based on the past.
OK, 而镜子上的灰尘，镜子上的油污，那就是我们脑海里所有的这些念头，我们基于自己的过往对自己抱有的所有的这些幻觉，这些的话就是镜子上的油污和灰尘。
And based on those past images, we imagine a future.
基于所有这些过往的画面、那些回忆等等，我们就基于他们来想象着未来。
But both are illusory.
然而的话呢，过去和未来都是幻觉，都是虚幻的。
So as our, you know, when our mind is contaminated, it's our worst enemy.
当我们的心意是被污染的时候，可以说心意就是我们最糟糕的敌人。
But as our mind becomes purified, in other words, as we know, as consciousness no longer identifies,with the impressions on the mind, then the mind becomes controlled and becomes our best friend.
而当我们的心意得到净化，也就是说，当知觉不再认同于心意当中的纷繁印象的时候，那么此时心意就得到了控制，心意也就成为了我们最好的朋友。
So Prabhupada writes, he says, due to long-term association, the mind absorbed in material things has become contaminated or dirty.
Due to the long-time association with the material
things,
the mind
has become contaminated or dirty.
所以说帕帕就曾经在书里写到过，由于和物质事物的长期的联谊或叫长期的接触，心意就受到了污染。
And the chanting purifies the mind of these past impressions.
而念诵就会使得心意能够从所有这些过往的印象当中解脱出来。
the thing is, it's what actually becomes purified is the consciousness's identification with the mind.
实际上真正得到净化的是指心知觉从the consciousness becomes no longer identified with the mind.
Well, it doesn't identify with the content of the mind.
Oh, I see. 而实际上真正得到净化的是指知觉不再认同于心意里面的内容了。
And then gradually, because when the consciousness is identified with the content of the mind, that content becomes maintained.
因为当知觉认同于心意的内容的时候，心意里的内容实际上就得到了维系，得到了维持。
Right, the more you remember something, the stronger that memory becomes, and it keeps reappearing.
你越是记住某件事情，这个记忆就变得越发的强烈，然后就会越是时常的冒出来。
And you keep reacting to it, and it keeps reappearing.
然后它越是时常的冒出来的话呢，你就越发的会对这个回忆做出反应，然后也就会使得这个回忆这段记忆又越发的这个出现。
But when you're chanting the holy name with attention, then the content of your mind is the holy name.
而当你带着专注来念诵圣名的时候，那么你的心里的内容那都是圣名呢。
And if some memory appears, you no longer look at that as you.
而真的有回忆冒出来的话，你看着那回忆当中的你都知道，你明白这并不是你。
And when you no longer identify with that memory as you, then you're no longer feeding it with your consciousness or stimulating it.
而当你不再认同于画面当中的你就是你自己的话，你不再认同于那就是真正的你，那么此时你就没有再以你的知觉来继续喂养这段回忆，你就没有再继续去刺激它，然后让它不断的再出现，不断的去认同它。
And that's purification.
而这就是净化。
And then your next stage.
而后你就进入到下一个阶段。
Which is now you're no longer lamenting the past or hankering for something in the future, and you're feeling happy now.
而这第二个阶段就是你不再悲叹着过去发生的事儿，并且也不再渴求着未来得到什么东西，而你就是在当下的这一刻，然后就觉得非常的开心，非常的快乐。
So in this context, Prabhupada writes.
嗯。Material
existence means to always be hankering and lamenting.
所以说基于这个背景，帕帕就写到，物质存在意味着总是在悲伤，总是在渴求。
I must have a new automobile.
我必须得赶紧买个新手机呀。
I must have more money.
我必须得赚更多钱。
I must have a good wife.
我必须得有个好妻子。
I must have this, I must have that.
我必须得买到这个，必须得有那个。
Then, when I have the thing, I lament.
然后当我真正拥有这些东西，拥有某个人之后的话，我又开始悲伤了。
I lost my wife.
我失去了我的妻子。
I lost my money.
然后我钱都没了。
I lost my car.
然后我的车子也掉了。
Simply lamenting.
就是这样的去悲伤悲叹。
So the second stage is to be free from this anxiety.
而因此念诵的第二个阶段就是指从所有刚才提到的这些例子、这些焦虑、担心当中解脱出来。
And then the third stage, Prabhupada quotes from Bhagavad Gita 1854.
然后第三个阶段，帕帕就引用了国家梵歌的18章54诗节。
So this is called Sudanam.
这第三个阶段被称为 Sudanam.
Pure chanting.
纯粹的念诵。
Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasoshati Nakakshati Samasarvishu Bhuteshu Madhvaktim Lipate Puram He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains true devotional service unto me.
译文十八点五十四，处在这等超然境界的人，立即能觉悟到至尊凡，变得全然喜乐。他绝不会哀伤，也不会欲求什么。对每一生物，他都一视同仁。在这种状态下，他达到为我做纯粹奉爱服务的境界。
Yeah, so Ajahn Mill, he's the perfect case to prove the efficacy of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
阿加米勒就是一个完美的案例，来证明念诵主的圣名所带来的效果。
He didn't chant the name purely at first.
最开始他并没有是，他并不是纯粹的去念诵主的圣名的。
But the chanting purified him.
然而的话呢，他的念诵却净化了他。
And then he realized that he had been a sinful person.
他明白了他自己的一生是多么的罪恶。
And then he vowed to not sin again and to dedicate his life to chanting the holy name.
然后于是他就发下誓言，再也不行恶，并且把剩下的生命全部都奉献在对神的服务和圣名的念诵之中。
Yeah, so he gave up sinful life, he moved to a holy place, and spent the rest of his life chanting the holy name, and then he went back to God.
于是他就彻底放弃了罪恶的人生，然后搬到了一个圣地去居住，然后把整个剩下的时间全部的都用来吟诵吟上至尊主的圣名，然后最终他就回到了神手身边。
So I enjoyed, you know, these three chapters of the story of the life of Ajahn Mill so much. It gave me so much encouragement, so much faith.And the chanting of the holy name. I'm grateful to all of you who have attended all of these classes and that we could go on this journey together.
所以说这博加瓦坦当中的这三个章节，关于阿扎米勒的这个故事的三章节，我在讲这三个章节的过程当中，我是非常享受、非常喜欢的。然后在这个过程中，我真的是从阿扎米勒的故事当中获得了对于圣名的念诵的极大的鼓舞和信心。然后，并且我也非常感恩大家来参加。这一个系列的课程，然后感谢有你们和我一起走在这一条这一路以来，然后来体验到整个的这个故事的过程，然后故事所带来的一些道理，一些很好的一些觉悟领悟。
Yes, so the story of Ajahn Mill is purifying for us, but also we're doing our part to counteract theinfluence of Kali Yuga as well.
所以说这个故事的话是在净化我们，但同时我们也是在努力的来去抵消着卡利年代的这个消极的影响。
All glories to the assembled devotees.
所有的荣耀都归于聚在一起的奉献者们。
Okay, so we have some questions from last week.
Yeah, and I think there's also two questions just now sent up.
Okay.
好，我们来看一下上个星期的问题。上个星期有五个问题剩了下来。上个星期的第一个问题也是那个问。关于科学问题的那位奉献者就有留的手机的那个号。第一个是奉献者有时间、有资格、有条件参与科学研究吗？有冲突打败？So we might do the first question from last week was asked by that new devotee who's quite into scientific research, and he's asking that, do devotees have time and have qualifications and also have circumstances to engage in scientific research? What if there's conflicts? What if there's conflicts between the devotees and the scientific research?
Well, interesting question. Prabhupada, he established a scientific department of devotees to interact with the scientific world.
这个倒是一个很有趣的问题实际上当初帕帕曾经就建立过一个科学部然后这个专门这个部门的话就是为了使得奉献者们能够和社会当中的科学界人士进行互动
It's called the Bhaktivedanta Institute
这个部门被称为Bhaktivedanta 机构
So you can look it up online and you'll see many articles written by devotee scientists
如果你去上网查阅的话呢可以看到有很多文章都是由奉献者的科学家所写的文章
Yeah, so there's a whole community of devotee scientists that, you know, produce papers and correspond with each other and do research.
然后在整个它有一个这个社区一个团体，然后就是由奉献者当中的科学家们构成的，然后他们也进行着各种科学研究，他们会在这个网上去发表自己写的论文。 然后并且彼此的这种交流
然后弟弟对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对
It seems that ignorant people are quite lazy and do not have much plan about their life. Is it because their desires are not that much? They have very little desires?
Well, people are born in a different modes of nature.
人们都是出生在不同的物质自然属性之中的。
Yeah, so some people's bodies and minds and environment are very much in the mode of ignorance.
有些人的身体、心意和所处的环境几乎都是处在这种愚昧属性之中。
Yeah, and their consciousness is just, you know, evolving.
Their consciousness is what?
Evolving.
Evolving, 他们的知觉还是在进化着。
Yeah, so those who were born very much in the mode of ignorance, you can read the qualities, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita, the mode of ignorance and the mode of passion and the mode of goodness, especially in chapter 14, chapter 17, chapter 18.
所以说你可以阅读博迦梵歌上的第14、17和18章里面的内容，描述到了这个善良属性、激情属性和愚昧属性的这些细节。
Yeah, so, and also somebody that's lazy and doesn't really, think about their life or any, higher subjects,Or just satisfied to kind of work and sleep and watch TV and take intoxication. They're just kind of in a very dull state of consciousness.
所以说那些处在愚昧属性当中的人，他们可能非常的懒惰，然后并不会去思考人生，也对人生没有更高的这些追求。然后就只是工作、睡觉，然后看电视，然后吸食麻醉品，就是喝酒、抽烟等等，然后就处在一种知觉的一种非常愚钝的状态。
Yeah, so just go over, you know, the modes of nature in those three chapters. and that will answer all your questions.
所以说你可以阅读我们刚才提到的《伯加梵歌》的那三个章节，然后就可以回答到你的问题了。
I'll give you an example.
我来给你举个例子吧。
Krishna talks about, you know, the modes of nature in chapter 18 from, in terms of work, in terms of knowledge, in terms of austerity.
Krishna 在伯加梵歌的十八章就是基于工作、知识和苦行来谈论的这些来谈论属性。
Okay, let's look at Bhagavad Gita 18:26.
我们一起来看十八章的二十六世界。
Krishna is talking about somebody who's working in the mode of goodness.
在这个世界中就谈到了在善良属性当中的活动者。
The one who performs his duty without association with the modes of nature, without false ego, with great determination and enthusiasm, and without wavering in success or failure, is said to be a worker in the mode of goodness.
18.26 斩断与物质自然形态的 联系，抛弃假我，热忱坚定，不彷徨于成败之间，如此履行职责的人据说是善良形态中的活动者。
27. The worker who is attached to work and the fruits of work, desiring to enjoy those fruitsWho is greedy and are always envious, impure, and moved by joy and sorrow, is said to be in the mode of passion.
18.27, 执着于工作和工作的成果，欲求享受那些成果，贪得无厌，嫉妒成性，污秽不洁，喜忧无常，这样的活动者处于激情形态。
28. The worker who is always engaged in work against the injunction of the scriptures,who is materialistic, obstinate, cheating, and expert in insulting others, and who is lazy, always morose and procrastinating, is said to be a worker with a mode of ignorance.
28节总是做些与经典的训道相违背的活动，物质至上，刚愎自用，欺蒙诈伪，对人以自家凌辱为能事，好吃懒做，欲问乖僻，因循拖沓，这样的人是在愚昧形态中的活动者。
Yeah, so, you know, most people are born into, you know, an environment of the mode of passion and ignorance.
大多数人当他们出生之时，他们所出生的那个环境都是处在激情属性或者是愚昧属性的状态。
So especially things like TV and movies and things that externalize your consciousness will make your brain very dull.
是比如说像电视啊、电影啊这些东西的话，他们会使你的知觉非常的外在化，使得你的知觉非常的外在化的话，由此就会使得你的知觉非常的愚钝。
Yeah, and so it has a numbing effect, almost like alcohol.
它就会带有一种这种麻醉的效果，就有点像是酒精一样。
And then you become very tired, very lazy, and don't want to do anything, and nothing's interesting.
然后于是的话就会使得一个人感到非常的疲倦，懒惰，不想什么事情都不想做。
Well, unfortunately, you know, kids nowadays are...totally addicted to video games and watching TV, and if you take that away, they go crazy.
而不幸的是，当代社会的很多的小孩，然后都对电脑游戏啊，然后对电视啊这些很上瘾。要是父母要是把这些游戏给电视都给他切断，不让孩子去玩的话，然后孩子就会抓狂。
So yeah, I mean, this can be changed. You can mechanically.You know, raise yourself to the mode of goodness or to the mode of passion and come out of ignorance just by changing your environment, changing your diet, you know, changing what you do.
而你可以把自己从愚昧属性然后从畸形属性提升到善良属性，而你就只需要去改变你的饮食习惯，改变你的生活环境， 或者是改变你做的事情。
But if you're born into the mode of ignorance and passion, and you associate with those modes for, you know, most of your life, then it's really hard to change.
而如果你要是出生在这个善出生在激情属性和愚昧属性的环境中，然后一生当中绝大多数的时间都是和激情属性和善良属性在这个受到他们的影响的话，然后都接触到这两种属性，因此要做出改变的话，这是会比较困难的了。
Okay.
Okay. Next one.
嗯、
mm-hmm. 好，我们来看下一个问题。手机号254这个开头是手机号码，好像不是哦，我说错了。然后这位奉献者问：顶外鼓舞和翻译我不敢当，请问灵性进步的人生有些什么现象？So this devotee is asking that what are the phenomena or what are the signs of spiritually advanced people?
Oh, well, we sort of already talked about that.
嗯，我们刚才好像就谈到了这个灵性进步的人。
A spiritually advanced person is peaceful and happy.
嗯，特别是灵性进步的人的话呢，是非常平和，非常快乐的。
They realize they're not the mind and the body.
他们已经觉悟到自己并不是自己的身体和心意。
And they're experiencing the joy of just being.
然后并且他们就只是在体验着存在的喜悦。
So, you know, spiritually advanced means you realize the spirit, right?
就灵性进步就意味着一个人已经觉悟到灵性，对吧？
What is the spirit?
那么灵性是什么呢？
The spirit is the consciousness.
灵性就是知觉。
Or the Atma.
或叫做 Atma.
Which, what are the qualities of the Atma?
那么 Atma, 个体灵魂的具有的品质有些什么呢？
Or what is the quality of the spirit?
或者是灵性的品质是什么呢？
It's eternal.
那就是永恒。
It's conscious.
有觉知的。
And joyful.
并且是充满喜乐的。
Yes. So, if you're conscious.
所以如果你是有知觉的话。
And you know you're eternal.
你就会知道你是永恒的存在。
And you're full of joy.
并且你会充满了喜乐。
That will manifest in your external behavior.
而这一些的这一切的品质就会实际的展现在你的外在的行为当中。
Yeah, that will manifest in how you speak and how you treat yourself and others.
就会实际的展现在你的说话方式以及你对待自己和对待他人的方式上。
Right, so you won't be overly critical of yourself or others.
所以说你不会过度的批评自己，过度的批评他人。
You won't, you'll appreciate others as you appreciate yourself.
然后你也会很欣赏自己，也会很欣赏别人。
You'll be humble, tolerant.
然后你会非常的谦卑，然后非常的容忍。
Respectful.
然后对他人充满敬意。
You won't be craving respect from others.
并且不会渴望在别人那里得到在别人那里得到对你的尊敬。
But because your self-worth is based on your realization of your true self, not on some imagined self.
因为你的自我价值是基于你的真正的自我，而不是基于你想象中的自我。
Yes. Like that.
就像这样。Okay, next one.
Yes.
Okay, 好，我们来看啊，继续那一位奉献者问，我疑惑 ，Krishna 直觉告诉我们要把工作的成果交给 Krishna， 那技术专利是否应该交给 Krishna？ 如果那样就没有专利可言，应该共享最新技术成果。The same devotee who asked quite some questions about the science, and he or she is also asking that Krishna consciousness says that we need to.Offer the results of our work to Krishna, then does it mean that our patent, the technical patent, should also be offered to Krishna? If so, then there would be no patents at all. Then everybody, the whole world should just share the newest, the cutting edge technical results.
Yeah, well, the results of your work is one, you should understand that whatever you're able to do is coming from Krishna.
So, Rumaj, what's the first sentence you said? The results?
Yeah, you offering the results to Krishna means you understand that whatever you were able to do was by the power of Krishna.
把你的工作的结果献给神，献给 Krishna， 这个意味着什么呢？意味着就是你明白，你无论能够去做任何样的事情，而你的能力，你做某一件事情，做任何一件事情的能力，都是来自于 Krishna 的，都是由于有 Krishna 的力量在里面，才能够使得你得以去做成一件事情。
Because he is the cause of all causes.
因为 Krishna 是万源之源，是一切原因的原因。
Your body, your mind, your spirit.
你的身体，你的心意，你的灵魂。
Your intelligence.
你的智力。
All matter.
The what matter?
Matter, materials, everything you use, everything is coming from Krishna.
以及所有的物质，所有的刚才提到的这一切都是来自于 Krishna 的。
Your intelligence comes from Krishna.
你的智力也是来自于 Krishna 的。
Yeah, so if everything comes from Krishna, if you think you're the doer and everything's been done by you, then that just means you're ignorant.
而由于所有的一切都是来源于 Krishna, 而如果你认为你是行为者，你是作为者，一件事情之所以得以做成，都是由于你的缘故，那么这就意味着你是处于愚昧，处于一种无知之中。
Yeah, so offering the result to Krishna, one way to look at it is you don't claim yourself. You don't take the credit yourself, you give the credit to Krishna.
所以说把活动的结果供奉给主。你从一个角度来看，也就意味着你不会把所有的功劳都归功在你自己身上，而你知道你之所以得以做成一件事情，都是由于有 Krishna 的力量在里面。
Yeah, so you don't look at things as yours, but you look at things as being loaned to you by Krishna.
而你就不会把一个东西看作是属于你的，而你会把这个东西看作是 Krishna 借给你的。
Yeah, so that's a very different mentality.
所以这是一种非常不同的心态。
You take care of everything that Krishna's given you very nicely.
你非常好的照顾到 Krishna 给予你的一切事物。
Yeah, your body, your house, your family, your job.
你非常好的照顾好你的身体，你的健康，你的家人，然后你的工作。
Your intellectual property, your patents.
然后你会非常好的照顾好你的这个专利，技术专利。
Yeah, so we don't give up our egos.
我们并不是要去放弃假我。
But we see everything in relationship to Krishna.
而是把所有的一切都看到是和 Krishna 是有关系的，是相连接的。
Yeah, so we don't ignorantly just take the credit ourselves. We also give the credit to Krishna.
所以我们不会无知的把所有的一切都归功给自己，都认为是自己才是最棒的、最了不起的，才做成了一件事情，而是我们会明白、会意识到自己之所以能够做成一件事情，是有 Krishna 的功劳，是有 Krishna 的力量在里面的。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢你。OK, next one. 上个星期最后一个问题，这个卡布里尼日国，这个姓我不认识，叫什么季东的一位奉献者问，顶拜布鲁，拜你好，大家好，请教布鲁做生意本来就是有成本的，需要养家糊口，如果不把价钱定在成本之上，怎么挣钱呢？ Also, this devotee is also offering his business to you, and he's asking that, so doing business that I need to provide for my family, if I do not set the price, the selling price higher than the cost of the items, then how can I actually make money?
Well, in business, you can't, I guess. So you can't be in business unless you can make a profit.
对，在生意当中的话呢，如果要是你都没有任何的盈利的话，你是不可能能够一直在这个行业当中做下去的。
What more can you say?
我说我也不知道还能说什么了，就是。
The nature
of business. 对，做生意的本质就是这样的。
Just don't be too greedy.
就是只需要不要太贪婪就行了。
Many businesses, they have the mentality of being socially responsible. Now.
并且的话呢，在现今的社会，有很多的这些商家，然后或者叫做公司的话，他们的这种心态是希望自己也能在社会事务当中承担起责任。
So that's just evolving as human consciousness evolves. Capitalism is also evolving.
就正如人类的知觉在进化，在进步，同样的资本主义也是在进步着。
Okay.
Okay, yes, so far all the questions from last week are finished. Now there's two more questions, three more actually, yeah, the last one is a small question. 我们来看这个星期的问题，也是那个塔布，那是塔布好问的，感恩顾感恩，谢谢，请问顾，我的聪明才智，我的学历，我的人生历程，我的主观努力都是 Krishna 给的吗？ The same devotee asking about the science,and he's asking you, sending his gratitude to you, and he's asking you that my intelligence and my academic background and my my life experience and my my endeavor are all given by Krishna.
Everything comes from Krishna.
所有的一切都是来自于 Krishna 的。
Yeah, that's what God means, the cause of all causes.
这就是神的意思。之所以把一个人称为神的话，就是指所有的一切都是来源于他，都是流演着他，所以我们会把这个人称为神，称为 God。
And you can, you know, either things happen by accident or intelligent design. I don't think there's any in between.
Things either happened by accident or by
intelligent design.
Intelligent design. 事情之所以得以发生，要不然就是 you mean like by accident, like by accident, or
like,
just
by chance. Yeah, by there's chance. No cause, and then everything is just by chance.
所以事情要不然就是偶然发生，就是属于这种纯粹的。偶然发生，要不然就是通过这个有智力的这种聪明的一种设计在里面才会得以发生。
Of course, the science of mathematics would inform us that nothing happens by chance.
而数学这门科学的话呢，实际上就已经得出这样的结论。没有任何事情的发生都是没有任何事情是因为偶然而发生的。
And we see that the organisms in nature are intelligently designed and function in very fantastic
Fantastic complex system. 我们可以通过大自然当中的有机体就能够看到这些有机体的话呢是它们之所以存在它们的这个 存在的背后的话呢，是有这种智力设计的，是有这种对，就是被设计出来的，这当中是有智力。
So either there is a supreme designer, or there is no cause and everything is by chance.
所以说要不然就是有一种至尊的设计存在，要不然的话呢，所有的一切都是纯属偶然的发生，没有任何原因，然后就这样无息当中突然间就冒出来了。
So really, it's quite foolish to imagine that everything is occurring by chance just because you can't understand it.
因此的话呢，如果一个人认为就说所有的一切，一个人想象着所有的一切都是纯属偶然的发生，然后只不过是由于他本人的话呢，没有那方面的知识和理解，不知道这个事情的背后，事物的背后是有一个设计在那里存在的，那么实际上这是一种非常愚笨的这样一种状态。
Even the self that's trying to take credit for things, if you investigate, you won't be able to find it. It's an illusion.
It's an illusion. Okay, so even the self is trying to take credit.
Yeah, the one who's trying to take credit. This me that's supposed to be this mind and body, you can't really find it. If you really seriously and scientifically investigate and try and find it, you won't find it.
Okay, 即便是这个我打了个冒号哈，打了个这个双引号和冒号，打了个双引号，因为这个我认为我就是这个心意，我这个身体，我这个人是这个样子的一个想象中的一个人。然后我觉得这个事情之所以得以出现，得以发生，都是因为我的原因。但是如果我们去进行这种科学上的调查的话呢，实际上是根本找不到这个我的存在的。对，意思就是说，如果你要真正去深究，在科学上去深究这个我是谁，是找不到答案的，它只是一个幻觉而已。
Okay,
next one. 那我们来看下一个问题。稳定这位奉献请问 Hare Krishna 他顶拜您的莲花指，请问您知道今早课中古鲁讲的阎罗王对手下说带图西锦珠和花提拉克的归他的故事在瓦台的第几篇第几章吗？感恩您。我看一下啊。So this devotee is offering the obeisances to you, and I think she's asking that the verses, which verses in the Bhagavatam describes that Yamaraj tells his messengers that those Lord's devotees who wear tulsi beads and have tilak on their forehead are not under his jurisdiction. Which verse, which chapter?
I don't think he mentions Tulsi and Tilak.
我不认为阎罗王是在这个瓦坛当中这个有记载，就说到他提到了这个图拉西锦珠和提拉克，没有说到。
But it's in the third chapter.
但是就是在这个第六篇的第三章当中。
Canto 6, chapter 3.
第六篇第三章。
We'd have to look through the verses to find it.
所以就需要去具体的读一下这些诗节来找一下。
Let's see if I can find anything real quick.
然后顾现在来找一找，看能不能迅速的找到。
The devotees can look for it, or I can look for it later.
Okay. Maybe because of the time, we'll just answer questions and...
Yeah. But anyway, if
I don't think he says Tulsi, wearing the mark of Vishnu or wearing Tulsi.
OK, 好，所以说这位叫稳定的奉献者，就麻烦您自己下来，就有时间的时候看一下《博伽瓦坛》第六篇的第三章的，看一下是哪些这个师姐哈。然后，但是不如说他印象当中并不记得，就是阎罗王有向他的手下提到这个图拉西锦珠和华提拉克的这两件事儿。
I found it.
Oh, OK, 啊，嗯，他找到了。嗯。
It's text 27.
嗯，是27师姐。
It says, my dear servants, please do not approach such devotees, for they have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are equal to everyone, and their narrations are sung by the demigods and the inhabitants of Siddhaloka. Please do not even go near them. They are always protected by the club of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Lord Brahma and I, and even the time factor, are not competent to chastise them. Oh my gosh.
所以说这个第六篇第三章第27师节译文，我亲爱的仆人们，请不要去找这样的奉献者，因为他们全心全意地投靠在至尊人的守神的莲花足堂，他们平等待人，半神人和神秘仙星球上的居民都歌唱他们的事迹，请你们甚至不要去接近他们。至尊人格守神始终手持大头棒保护着他们，所以主 Brahma 和我甚至时间因素都没有能力能够惩罚他们。
Also in the previous verse, he says, considering all these points, therefore, intelligent men decide to solve all problems by adopting the devotional service of chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart and who is a mine of all auspicious qualities. Such persons are not within my jurisdiction for punishment. Generally, they never commit sinful activities. But even if by mistake or because of bewilderment or illusion, they sometimes commit sinful acts, they are protected from sinful reactions because they always chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
我们再来看前一个师节，也就是26师节译文。考虑到所有这些要点，智者决定采用靠吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名为他做奉爱服务的方法解决所有的问题。至尊主处在每一个生物体的心中，是一切吉祥品质的宝库，这样的人不在我惩罚的范围内，他们一般从不犯罪，但即使因为迷惑或产生错觉，偶尔错误地从事了罪恶活动，他们也因为总是在吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 曼陀而受到保护，免于恶报。
So according to Yamaraj, the way his messengers can recognize the devotee is if they're chanting the holy name or notNot their external dress.
所以说根据阎罗王在这里的教导，就可以看到阎罗王对他的下属说到，如何来辨识一个人是不是奉献者，就是看这个人是不是在吟诵吟唱马哈曼陀罗，而不是看这个人的外在穿了什么样的衣服或者是做怎样的打扮。
Now there may be some other place in the Bhagavata.Where it may say that the messengers of Yamaraj never approach devotees who are wearing a Vishnu tilak and Tulsi mala, but that's not in these instructions by Yamaraj.
有可能在博伽瓦坛的其他地方、其他世界当中，可能有写到，就是阎罗王的使者是绝不会去靠近涂有提拉克或和戴图拉西锦。锦珠的主 Vishnu 的奉献者的，但是的话呢，这一点并不是包含在这一章节中阎罗王的这个训示之中的。
That I'd have to do a Google search for.
就是如果要搜到底在瓦坛的哪个地方，然后有提到这个图拉西锦珠和华提拉克的话呢，就需要在网上去搜一下了。Okay, next one.
Sure, yes.
好，我们来看下一个问题。Pancha Tapa Dasa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Yeah, he's asking questions here. Dimbaya Maharaja, 感谢翻译和主持人。阿加米勒的逍遥时光真是鼓舞人心，给我们许多启示。比如 Yamaraja, 就是指阎罗王，教导他的使者不要冒犯奉献者，但在奉献者的团体中，冒犯奉献者的事情时有发生。如何避免冒犯奉献者呢？So Panchatattva Prabhu is offering his obeisances to you, and he's saying that the pastime of Ajamil is really encouraging and inspiring. And then Yamaraj instructed his messengers that do not offend the devotees. However, within the devotee groups, it's pretty often that devotees offenses towards other devotees. So how to avoid offending devotees?
Well, we've been taught to be proactive.
We've been taught to be proactive. Mm-hmm. 我们被教导着要有积极主动性。
In other words, you know, we should go out of our way to be kind to devotees and respectful to devotees.
换句话说，这个积极主动性就是指我们要专门付出一些额外的努力来善待奉献者。Be kind to devotees and
respectful to devotees.
对，来善待奉献者，并且尊重奉献者。
And by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear.We hear about the glories of the holy name and the glories of someone who's chanting the holy name. So that should be first on our mind. That's what we should be seeing.
Okay. 而通过聆听薄伽瓦坛，然后我们就能学习到，然后了解到很多关于圣灵的荣耀的知识，并且。了解到那些吟诵吟唱主的圣名的奉献者他们的荣耀，而这些的话呢是应该首先处在我们的这个心灵之中的。换言之就是说，我们在看到别的奉献者的时候，应该首先能够看到他们是在吟诵吟唱主的圣名的这种现象，然后这样一种状态。
Yeah, so you know, As beginners in the process of devotional service, we should learn, we should train ourselves to see through the eyes of the Shastra.
Train eyes to see through the Shastra. 作为奉爱服务修习过程当中的初习者，我们应该训练自己的眼睛，训练自己的眼睛以通过经典的角度来看待一切。
Just like Krishna says in chapter 9, verse 30 of Bhagavad Gita.
就如 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》第九章第三十七节说到
Happy chase, Sudarabjaro, Bhajitema, Mananya, Bhaksa, Dereva, Samantavya, Sanyag, Vyavyastitoisa. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination.
9.30, 人即使行了最大的恶，如果从事奉爱服务，则仍算是圣洁，因为他已经有了正确的信念。
So Krishna, he doesn't use this word sadhu lightly. He only uses it in a couple of places in the Bhagavad Gita.
What's the first part of sentence?
Krishna doesn't use this word sadhu lightly.
Lightly. Oh. Only a few places in Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
Got it. So Krishna, 他并不会是那么轻易的去说到这个词，这个沙赌这个词就是圣人的意思，他是并不是那种很轻易的就开口就说谁是沙赌，谁是圣人，而他在薄伽梵歌当中只是在几个地方提到了沙赌这个词。
Yeah, so when we see a devotee, Krishna's saying here, Mantavya means you must think of that person as a sadhu.
所以说在这个时节的这个词 Mantavya，然后 Krishna 在这里说，就是你要真的，你就必须得看到他是一个沙赌，他是一个圣人。
even if their qualities are not very good, their character is still, you know, very impure.
即便这样的人，他的奉献者还的他们的品性品格还是很有问题的。
Because they have faith in Krishna and they're chanting his name, they made that choice, so we have to give them that credit. And that's what we should see first.
嗯 ,first. 而正是由于他们对 Krishna 的信心，然后使得他们在坚持念诵主的圣名，而这是他们自己做出的选择，因此我们应该首先看到他们的这种特点，然后我们应该把这样的功劳归功于他们，就是想到就是他们是主的奉献者，然后他们在吟诵主的圣名，所以说这就是我们在和奉献者们打交道的过程中，应该首先脑海里要有这样的一种印象，要有这样的一种先决条件，就是一个东西在那儿。
Yeah, so you know, of course, Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Sanatana and all the acharyas, they tell us that we're not responsible for others. We have to improve ourselves. We're not. It's not our job to improve anyone else.
当然，Prabhupada还有 Bhakti Siddhanta 以及之前的那些 acharya 们，那些先辈灵性导师们，他们也教导我们说，我们并不是对别人负责的，我们的责任只在乎于提升自己。改进自己，但是别人他人的这种他们的进步，他们的状态是他们自己的责任，并不是我们要去管的事情。
Yeah, so if we want to advance ourselves, then we have to correct, you know, our thoughts, our words, and our actions.
Correct. 因此如果我们想要让自己得以进步的话，我们就必须要纠正自己的念头、言语和行为。
Yeah, so it's in our best interest, our own best interest.
所以说
to be kind to the devotees and not be offensive.
因此的话呢，去仁善的对待奉献者，然后尊敬奉献者，不去冒犯奉献者，这对我们自己来说是真正的最高的利益。
One of the last instructions Bhakti Siddhanta gave his disciples, I'll read to you one thing.
One of the last instructions Bhakti Siddhanta gave to his disciples are...
I will read to you.
Oh, okay. 所以说我在这里跟大家分享一下 Bhakti Siddhanta 所给予他的门徒的最后的这个教导。
Yeah, this is for those who are serious about awakening in Krishna consciousness.
这一教导是针对那些非常严肃认真的想要在 Krishna 直觉中觉醒的奉献者而说的。
Okay, he says, don't criticize devotees or non-devotees.
他就说到，不要去批评奉献者，不要批评非奉献者。
First, look at your own condition.
首先看看你自己的状况。
Try to purify yourself.
请你首先去净化自己。
Is there any lust in you?
你的内心当中是不是还有任何色欲存在呢？
Is there any deceit?
有 deceit, 有任何这种欺骗他人的倾向还存在吗？
You should be worried for that.
你应该在意的是你自己的这些不好的品质。
Don't worry for others.
不要替别人担心。
Sri Guru and Lord Krishna are responsible for others.
Sri Guru 和 Krishna 才是对别人负有责任的。
You cannot do anything to help them.
而你不能做任何事情去帮到别人。
So you have no right to criticize.
因此你没有权利能够去批评别人。
That is so nice. I love it.
这一段话真的太棒了，我特别喜欢。
Anyway, thank you, Panchatapa Prabhu, because I know you're a humble servant and you set the example of how to be kind
and respectful to others. So you're asking this question on behalf of people like me.
所以说顾茹就说谢谢庞加塔拉玛帕布所问的这个问题，我知道你非常的谦卑，然后并且你自己以身作则，身体力行的展示出您对奉献者的仁慈，对奉献者的善意，以及对他们的尊敬，然后没有对，然后所以说您是代表其他人，比如代表我来问的这个问题，然后顾茹就笑了。
Okay. Are there many more questions? Because I kind of ran out of time.
There's 1, 2, 3. I think, yeah, 2 more. Maybe next week?
Yeah, we'll have to postpone till next week. But I appreciate everyone's questions.
嗯，其实剩下应该还好像还有两个问题哈，然后就麻烦提问的奉献者等到下个星期再回答了啊，那肯定会回答的。非常，或者说他非常感谢大家提出问题。
嗯。
So
next week we'll
begin
Bhagavad
Gita。Maria， 只剩一个问题了，只剩一个问题了。我们今天也迟到了十分钟，我这时间可以给这个问题回答了吗？
或者说他。没有时间
啊，那就可以了，嗯 ，OK。
哦哦 ，OK， it's fine to me 啊。
OK。
嗯。
So Bhagavad Gita study will be a little bit different。
嗯，其实说我们下个星期要开始讲的，要开始进行的《百家梵歌》的学习的话呢，会有一点点不同。
We will be doing verse by verse。
We will。
We won't。
哦，所以不会是这个一个世界一个世界的来讲课。
All right, so look forward to being with you next week. All glories to Prabhupada and all glories to the Assembled Devotees.
嗯，期待下个星期和大家再见。所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣铁伯加瓦坦。
I thank Narayani for translating and Rani Priya Devi Dasi and Lila Majai for hosting the call.
只有感谢 Rada Priya Mataji 和 Lila Manjari Mataji 今天来帮助主播呀。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Gumaraji. 怀昆塔之音福源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。